COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IAmCannabisSativa, and then you can find me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. Folks, we fell asleep at the wheel. The grassroots of Colorado fell asleep on the wheel. It's not enough to vote in pro-cannabis politicians. It's not enough to do that. It's not enough to vote in a governor that's pro-cannabis. It's not enough to vote in even state senators or state reps that like the plant and like the people that use it. You have to stay on top of these politicians. You cannot put your trust in politics and politicians, because they're going to do whatever is needed to advance their political careers, to rise up to the next potential higher office or to make money for themselves or their family. And a lot of times they have agendas, and those agendas are whoever paid them last, oftentimes. So again, you can't really put your trust in politics and politicians. You have to keep them honest. You got to make sure that they're doing what the voters and the taxpayers of an individual state, country, or municipality want to be done. So yeah, we fell asleep. We got to make sure that we put in the people that are going to represent our interests, and we have to make sure that they stay representing our interests. If the grassroots had caught wind of this bill, or even knew that this bill was going to be in the docket, and they had protested it, and they demanded that this bill didn't get signed, we'd be a lot better off. Or if the grassroots in Colorado had kept tabs on the cannabis bills that were going to be voted on and discussed, a lot of this could have been prevented. This isn't just one person's fault. This doesn't lie on just one individual, one group of individuals, but just the grassroots in Colorado as a whole for not being as alert on this, because this could have been prevented. It really could, but you live and you learn. So we're going to read this article. New Colorado law limits purchases of high potency marijuana concentrates starting in 2022. Aim is to decrease teen access to pot products. See, this is what I don't like. You're having lawmakers who, based on their own anecdotal experiences, based on big alcohol, big pharma, based on maybe personal biases as well, you have a lot of politicians, even in states that have legalized, that hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant and have not done or have not used in decades, since high school or college, and now they're in their 60s, 70s. Again, we have our current president is almost 80, and you have senior politicians like Feinstein and McConnell that are pretty old, they're pretty up there. I know Feinstein is in her 80s, literally. So you have a lot of politicians that have a natural aversion to the plant and to the people that use the plant. So again, even in states where it's legal and where the people of the state opted to legalize, you still have politicians in all levels of power, whether municipally, whether it's your state rep or your state senator, or whether it's your governor. I've had to fight Governor Baker the entire time it's been legal, because he never wanted it legal. He told us to not do it when we voted on it. And he appointed people in the Cannabis Control Board that were against it, that want to restrict and limit access, and purposely they purposely put people that were not going to act in good faith on making this a successful, affordable and tenable program for stakeholders and for the voters and for the users of the plant. Again, I mean, leadership, if your leadership hates the plant and hates the people that use the plant, they're going to put other people that hate the plant and use and hate the plant and hate the people that use it. That's what's going to happen. It's been happening in many states. But again, you're having these lawmakers who have a bias against the plant making laws interfering with a doctor-patient relationship. I have a medical marijuana card. My medical marijuana doctor is awesome. I love her. She's an awesome and smart Black lady, and she was very helpful when I renewed my card last year. I have a pretty good relationship with my doctor. What we decide is my mode of treatment is not up to the government. It's not up to some tyrannical government. It isn't. It's up to me and my doctor. Me and my doctor, me and my nurse, if they decide that me smoking or vaporizing cannabis is helpful to me, it's none of the government's business if that's our arrangement and that's what works for me and that's what my doctor, that's what she decided was best for me. It's none of the government's business what products I buy, what potency I buy, whether I'm smoking or vaporizing it, whether I'm using concentrates, whether I'm using CBD rich cannabis strains or I'm using high THC ones. It's none of their flipping business. What goes on between a grown adult, a grown consenting adult, or or a kid with parental supervision and their doctor and their nurse, that's between those parties and not the government. Period, point blank, and full stop. Let's continue. This is written by Saha Hindi, and this is from the Denver Post. Marijuana dispensaries will soon have to restrict daily purchases of concentrates and ensure that their products explicitly state serving sizes. Governor Jared Polis signed HB 21-1317 into law Thursday, instituting the most sweeping piece of regulatory legislation for the marijuana industry since Colorado first legalized recreational use in 2012. The purchase limits for concentrates like wax and shatter will now be 8 grams per patient, 21 and over. Again, this is, you're regulating what grown adults are putting in their body, which I take huge offense to. It's like this opioid crisis. Yes, we have an opioid epidemic of massive proportions. Yes, some people, when they take opioids, they enjoy it a little too much. They start doctor shopping and getting more pills and abusing the medicine. That happens. And you have some people that take it, they use it responsibly, and they don't start doctor shopping. They don't start moving to fentanyl or synthetic opioids or even heroin itself. They don't do that. Most people take opioids and they're fine. Yet now, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Nowadays, you have doctors afraid to prescribe opioids to people in serious chronic pain. Like, I have good friends of mine that they don't get the, like, one of my good friends, he got a disability because he was hit by a drunk driver, and he has all these injuries and he has all this pain, and like, they treat him like he's a drug fiend, even though, again, he got hit by a flipping drunk. He should get any sort of thing that his doctor feels will help his condition. It should not be subject to the biases of a lawmaker, you know, trying to play mom and dad and trying to protect you against yourself. I don't agree with that. Every patient is different and every patient has different needs, and it's up to that doctor to exercise their discretion and determine what's the best course of action for a patient. It's not up to the state to decide that stuff, it isn't. The purchase limits for concentrates like wax and shatter will now be 8 grams per patient 21 and over, 2 grams for those 18 to 20 years old with some exceptions, a fifth of what they used to be. Dispensaries will also be required to use a real-time state database to make sure people don't go to another dispensary and purchase more than the daily concentrate limit. New limits and some other provisions of the law take effect January 1st, 2022. Additional regulations will make it harder for people ages 18 to 20 to get their medical marijuana cards, and the Colorado School of Public Health is charged with analyzing research related to high-potency THC marijuana and concentrates and creating an educational campaign. This is just reefer madness, dude. All these politicians, which is a good amount of them because it got to the governor's desk, They all need to be smoked for good politically, and they all need to be voted out because they are interfering in a doctor-patient relationship, extrajudicially, in my opinion. The bipartisan bill passed the legislature with little opposition from lawmakers and was championed by parents and physicians who spoke about, yes, because we, the grassroots, fell asleep. People, the grassroots in Colorado, fell asleep by allowing this to be rammed through the legislature. The grassroots as a whole fell asleep, and we gotta own that out. We do. The bipartisan bill passed the legislature with little opposition from lawmakers and was championed by parents and physicians who spoke about the effects of high potency concentrates on children and teens. Bill sponsor Rep. Yadira Caraveo, a Thornton Democrat and pediatrician, called it an important step for regulating an industry that agreed to guardrails and hopes other states will learn from Colorado's experiences after legalization. The prime thing is to reduce access for teenagers so they can get their hands on an incredible amount of products and very concentrated products that they can give or sell to people their age or younger who do not have access to legal market because they are not 21, Carvalho said. This politician needs to be smoked for good, for real, politically. For ramming through this tyrannical legislation, this person should not have any sort of promotion in politics. Because this is tyrannical. It's interfering between a doctor and a patient and what a doctor or nurse practitioner decides is best for their particular medical situation. And again, I'll leave off with this. I mentioned in the description of this episode to check out friend of the show, Reefer Revolution's new show, Controlled. And they interviewed, Dave and Chella interviewed Alexis Bortel, the young woman who was suing the federal government to make cannabis legal. And she lives in Colorado. She had to come from Texas. She had to leave Texas because, they weren't really moving fast enough on medical cannabis. And she moved to Colorado, where she thought she would have a safe haven to be able to use her medicine and to be able to treat her seizures. And now you have this former cannabis caucus guy who's supposed to be on our side in this issue and should have had the sense to veto this, but didn't, signed it, caved to Reefer Madness. And now you're going to have young women like Alexis having less access to their medicine. Again, what her parents, her doctors decide works. And again, in that interview that we watched yesterday, she takes cannabis with some THC because she tried CBD for her seizures, just CBD by itself. It didn't work for her. We're all different. Some people with epilepsy, CBD by itself works just fine. But for her, that's not the case. And again, medicine is individualized. It depends on the individual. Everybody has different body chemistry. Like, I have family members that are allergic to penicillin, but I'm not, again, our bodies are different, but I have seasonal allergies that act up and flare up like crazy, and they don't have that. So again, we're all very, very different. So to say that, oh, we have to restrict concentrates because some young people are abusing it, or some young people are tricking it off, or we think that's an issue. So you're going to do collateral damage to the kids and the people that are using it responsibly and are using it in accordance to the instructions that their doctors and nurses are saying. They're doing everything above board, yet we're going to make their lives harder because we want to seem like we're tough on crime, or we want to seem like we care about kids. But then you're going to prevent kids, some kids who have very debilitating illnesses like autism, like ADHD, like epilepsy, like all sorts of other pediatric issues. You're gonna make their parents have to jump through additional hoops. You're gonna make that kid jump through additional hoops and go without what works for them. Again, it's like this opioid crisis. Now, like my friend who got hit by a drunk driver, he can't always get the medicine they need because doctors are scared stiff, because lawmakers are playing doctor and they're telling people what they can prescribe and what they can't prescribe. This mindset needs to go away. Lawmakers need to stay out of the business of the doctor-patient relationship. And I want to leave you off with that sort of thing, because again, this is not a victimless crime. It isn't. This is going to have more collateral damage than these lawmakers ever imagined. And again, Alexis is going to be one of those examples of collateral damage right now. But again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, Castbox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa, on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.